WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Performance art tends to be fragmented, sententious, and tricked up with slides and sound effects. Shimmer, John O'Keefe's unified, stirring solo piece, graces the genre. It uncovers the richness of autobiographical monologue when grounded in tense writing and limber acting. O'Keefe is a compact man in his mid-40s. His eyes have known loss, and his street fighter arms have fended off aggression. Violence crackles on his skin, nodding to beatings he suffered and served up, evoking the eroticized familiarity of pain. But the performer moves with the energy of a kid, and his voice, which can slide into a resonant baritone, is free of cynicism, sarcasm. Shimmer tells the story of his early life. O'Keefe grew up in Iowa in a series of Catholic orphanages and state juvenile homes that were run like prisons. His father was a mean alcoholic, his mother an abused, scattered woman who was deemed unfit to raise him. O'Keefe meets Gary, who arrives at the juvenile home when O'Keefe is nearly 16. O'Keefe is known as Spacey because he wants to be an astronaut. But until he meets Gary, he has no ally in imaginative flight. The other kids think Gary is weird, and he is. He believes penguins and seals dive to a blue ice world and discover what human beings have yet to learn. He thinks radio static is really a secret language. He calls it Shimmer. The performance, which lasts 75 minutes, is a lyric evocation of caged adolescence, with echoes of Oliver Twist in The 400 Blows. O'Keefe etches the horrors of the juvenile home with a remarkable absence of grievance. It's the intimate's matter-of-factness. His world is one of ham-fisted guards and brutal matrons. Lights must be turned off at 8:30 p.m. 5 razor straps hang menacingly in the hall leading to the showers, and in the cafeteria, where no one is permitted to speak, if boys and girls so much as make eye contact, the penalty is a whack that makes mouths bleed and ears ring for a day. Eventually, Spacey and Gary hatch an escape, and it is thrillingly suspenseful, adrenalized dada, with terror time drawn out like liquid and barbed wire boundaries heedlessly risked. As the boys taste freedom, O'Keefe becomes drunkenly gleeful. A man who gives them a ride in a Bel Air convertible and plays Buddy Holly on his radio brings them, as O'Keefe says, out of captivity like a rock and roll Moses. On the page, Shimmer would have poignancy and power, but the conviction and concentration in O'Keefe's performance give it immediacy, wholeness. He works on a bare stage, save for a music stand with notes. He moves with authority and a sensualist's awareness of gesture. Through shifts in his voice and posture, he becomes other characters, but the story is always channeled through Spacey or through O'Keefe the man. In the figure on stage, we see the person made by these events. His sculpted haircut bespeaks a pride skirting vanity. His white T-shirt and jeans are both a stay-at-home uniform and garb showing that Spacey grew into an actor, not a suit and a tie. He grew as well into a deft shaper of his own experience. Most performance artists put their entrails on stage, then foolishly fancy that because they do so with the solemnity of soothsayers, there must be prophecy and magic in them. O'Keefe uses autobiography to reveal a world.